This has not been a great year for accountants, though to clarify that, it has not been a great year for their reputation. In terms of cash earned, it has probably been fine. But you never know. If the reputation slips, can the cash flow be far behind? At least it may not slide as far as it did in France in the days when accountants ranked alongside bus drivers and postmen in the social scale, and would, as famously explained on one occasion, struggle to get an invitation to dine with their greengrocer. But the clash between reputation and earning power does have ramifications. Ask anyone at the firm of Grant Thornton, where its sparky and female chief executive has left after furious arguments over a drop in earnings but a rise in socially inclusive behaviours. All the large accounting firms set great store by such policies. It is what drives graduate recruitment, after all. But at the other end of the demographic spectrum, partners setting sail towards a pleasant exit after 25 years of bountiful earnings tend to be sniffy, to say the very least. And everyone is unsettled by the rolling wave of criticism breaking over their heads on an almost daily basis. They think much of this can be dismissed. They are being short-sighted. They point to the astonishing confusion in the public mind over who is responsible. The directors of a company going bust are seen as mere bystanders. The auditors are portrayed as the people in command of strategy, management, and rectitude. This is, as we know, nonsense, but it is the fault of the accountancy firms and the profession that the public doesn't get it. Again, as the cash rolls in, no one sees the priority to explain quite what each part of the corporate edifice is actually for, and who should bear the responsibility. On the plus side for the profession, it is a reverse problem when something like climate change is being discussed. Great work has been done by organisations like Accounting for Sustainability, A4S. When the climate change debate is in full flow, governments and ordinary citizens always get it in the neck for not doing enough about the problem. Governments for not issuing enough edicts, the ordinary public for slacking in their task of recycling. What is never said, but anyone with knowledge of the work of A4S knows, is that it is business that is transforming sustainability and the climate change debate. They are the heroes. The public sails on in blissful, or possibly rather ratty, ignorance. Meanwhile, as everyone is exercised by the impossibility of achieving Brexit, the accountancy profession and its efforts to hold on to a generation's worth of hard-won ways of regulating business and accounting rules and principles is, again, out of mind and unseen. Much of this will be lost in Brexit and have to be rebuilt after whatever mess can be agreed by the politicians. All this will be infuriating for all those who diligently built the structures. And meanwhile, well below most people's radar, the whole complicated mass of tax, and in particular VAT, going digital sometime in the new year, is not going to make life any more comfortable for the accounting world. It is a time for a change in attitudes. Accountants should leave off focusing on their earnings and spend time ensuring that their livelihoods are in a position to survive the coming onslaught.